I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the pregame lineup card. As we get set for the series finale against the Blue Jays, it's time to go behind the batting cage, brought to you by Coordinated Business Systems. Toronto, one of the more disappointing teams in the majors this season. Danny tried to get to the bottom of that with former Jays player, manager, and current Sportsnet color analyst, Buck Martinez.
It's behind the batting cage. Buck Martinez joins me. Buck, talk about your club here, because every year when we pick teams to win a division or get in the playoffs, especially with the format today, I always pick the Toronto Blue Jays. For some reason, they got off rail this year.
They sure did, Dan. And a lot of it had to do with offense. Springer has had a terrible start to his season, and it's been a little bit better of late, but it's not had a typical George Springer season. Vladdy Guerrero was not good in March and April, and he didn't get things turned on until May. Bo Bichette never got into a Bo Bichette season. You know, this is a guy that led the league in hits 2 years in a row and would have led it the third year, but he hurt his knee. And this year he's had calf injuries. And, you know, you take anybody's top two hitters out of your lineup, they're going to struggle. And then you take Springer out and not have him have a typical year. Offensively, they didn't get anything going.
Ask you about John Schneider here. What happened last year in the playoffs, in particular around Jose Berríos? There was a big fallout, a lot of blowback. Did that kind of get blown over too much, or was Berríos kind of hooked a little bit too soon?
Oh, he was definitely hooked too soon. You know that. You were a baseball guy. I mean, the Twins had no chance. Here's a guy that won more games on that mound than anybody in the history of this ballpark, and pitching a game of his life against his former team. I mean, that's what he wanted to do. You think about that your whole life. And, they took him out. It was analytically driven, and it was a bad mistake. And I knew it was going to happen about 2:30 in the afternoon when Kikuchi started warming up as if he was a starter. And you probably saw that, too, from your booth. But it was too bad. And you know what? It's
But what about the blowback from it from the fan perspective?
Well, John Schneider took a lot of heat, and he didn't have an awful lot to do with the decision. You know, he was kind of forced to make that decision. But I think the fans, they were upset, and there was no reason for him to come out of that game. What they were trying to do was flip the lineup and get the, you know, the advantage, lefty-righty advantage and all that nonsense. But, you know, this has happened a few times. It happened to Blake Snell in 2020 in the World Series. It happened to Rich Hill in the World Series with the Dodgers. They take him out. And when they took Blake Snell out against the Dodgers, Mookie Betts and Max Muncy and all those guys said, okay, thank you. You can bring in Goose Gossage or Raleigh Fingers, and we don't care because we weren't hitting Blake Snell at that time.
How do you build a dynasty? Because you look at some teams, you talk about the Dodgers, they're building a dynasty. You talk about the Yankees, they always have had somewhat of a dynasty, and they're always contenders every year. How do you build one, and can you be able to maintain one?
Yeah, I think you can build one, and it has to be through the farm system. You have to have a foundation of players that are homegrown that take pride in their team. Baltimore's doing it right now. And Baltimore, of course, had a run of high draft picks, and they hit on them. Houston's done the same thing. A run of high draft picks, and they hit on them. And then when you have that foundation, you know, they had Carlos Correa, and they had George Springer, and they had a lot of first-round picks. And when you have a foundation of homegrown talent, then you complement them with a free agent or two. Toronto did it forever with Pat Gillick as the general manager. You remember facing Toronto when they had young players coming up year after year after year. I talked to Joe Torre a long time ago when he was in the managing seat for the Yankees, and I said, Joe, how do you keep maintaining the intensity of your team? He says you bring in somebody every year that hasn't experienced it, a veteran that comes in every year. They brought in Wade Boggs from Boston. They brought in Johnny Damon. They bring in guys from Seattle, Scott Brosius. So those guys never experienced that. So they get caught up in the atmosphere, and it's just like a new kid coming up again. But I think you can still do it. I don't think you can buy a championship team. I think you have to develop a championship team through farm system.
But I appreciate it, Buck.
Always good to see you, Danny. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Pat Gillick, part of the Hall of Fame class of 2011, which included Burt Blyleven. Gillick constructed a run which saw the Blue Jays finish over 511 consecutive seasons, capped off by back-to-back World Series championships. Thanks to Danny and Buck for that. Behind the Batting Cage is brought to you by Coordinated Business Systems, Managed Network Services, Solutions and Software, Copy, Print, Video, and Phone Systems. We welcome Michael Hellman to the show and our Twin Storyline coming up. During this break, we're going to hear from Lexi Schweinert, who is joined by a special guest from Gillette Children's, right here on your home for Twins baseball.
Noon to 3 weekdays, you get news, nonsense, sports, and more with me, Chad Hartman, on WCCO.
This is Lexi Schweinert checking in during today's Twins pregame lineup card from the St. Paul Firefighters Local 21 and Gillette Children's 65th Annual Firefighter Carnival. We are here visiting with one of the Gillette patients, Skylar Glass. Skylar, I want to start off. Can you tell us why you're being treated at Gillette Children's?
When I was 7, I had a Chiari malformation, so I had brain surgery, and I was in the hospital for a week.
That is quite the procedure. What do you like the most about the doctors, nurses, therapists, and other staff here at Gillette?
They're so nice and treat us with total respect.
Very sweet. Everyone's so smiley and happy here. Have you made a lot of friends here at Gillette?
Yes, I've made tons of friends here.
I just saw one outside, right?
Yep. We've been friends since we were little now, so.
I absolutely love it. And you're both pageant girls. Tell me a little bit about what you got going on here today.
I'm Miss Minnesota Junior Preteen National American Miss for pageants, and I competed in this pageant for 6 years before I won, so since I was 4, and I'm 10 now, so it's really special, and it's really special.
Wow. Well, it sounds like maybe you have some big plans this summer other than pageants and hanging out here at Gillette. What else are you up to this summer?
Well, starting tomorrow, I'm actually driving to Texas for pageants. So I get to go as visiting royalty. And then I have a week in between. And then I'm going to Nebraska for the same thing. And then I'm doing soccer this summer. I love soccer. I've done it for 2 years now. And then I'm going to Camp Wapa, which is my favorite camp. I go for a week and it's overnight and it's really fun.
Wow, it sounds like you have a very busy calendar.
Yeah.
What has been your favorite memory at Gillette over the past 4 years?
Well, when I had my brain surgery, I was in the hospital for a week and I always got to ride around in the wagon and it was my favorite part.
That sounds pretty cool. Well, thank you so much, Skylar, for sharing your story during this break in our pregame lineup card. Let's go back to the studio for today's Twin Storyline.